This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Proverbs 31:10-31 describes what many call the superwoman, or supermom, or superwife. Any woman who comes close to this description deserves the reward and praise referred to in verses 28-31. The question I have as I read this description is, what kind of impact did her efforts have on her children and husband? She's up before dawn, works diligently all day, manages her household, land, and business efficiently, and continues until late at night. Is there anything left for her husband and children to do? Are her children blessing her because she made their lives so easy? Is her husband praising her because she reflects well on him and brings him honor? The reason I raise these questions is because I've seen some superwomen praised by their families, but some of those families were crippled by everything being done for them, and they began to expect it. If you've listened to this program for some time, you've heard me praise my mom many times. However, as a kid, I got sick once after eating a rice dish. From then on, I didn't like rice, so when she made rice for the family, she made potatoes for me. I got spoiled. Once on a mission trip, where rice was the main staple, I learned to eat and even enjoy it. What corrected my preferences? My circumstances, and I'm sure the prayers of my mom. She was a superwoman, but what stood out most was her commitment to God. She was a woman who feared the Lord, and that above all else is why I praise her and call her blessed. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.